Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Mr. Eric Almighty. And if you're here after Phil took over for the series, I'm so sorry for his behavior. But, you know, he did do a pretty decent job, I guess, covering why you should watch Odd Taxi. So make sure to give that a listen after this episode. But I'm back in control now, and I'm here to bring you a remastered episode. Earlier this year, a second season was announced for this show, which was unexpected and exciting, so it was a good opportunity to come back around to this show anyways, give it a fresh coat of paint on top of it, and this is a fun series I enjoyed very much, so I'm hoping you give it a shot. With that being said, I'll go over the plot, the characters, the animation, and anything else I can fit in to convince you why you should watch The Devil is a Part-Timer in less than 10 minutes. Now this tale revolves around the demon lord Satan. Not Sadden, not Satine, no, the one and only Satan who is trying to take over his world. But when he is stopped by the hero Amelia, he has no choice but to fall back, making his retreat through a magical portal that transports him to modern-day Tokyo, Japan. Now in the human world, magic doesn't quite work the same way, and he must learn to survive on the minimum wage of a part-time job for a fast food restaurant called McRonald's. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If you aren't already interested in some capacity, or you're against the isekai-type anime, you might as well just leave now, because if that quick description of the plot didn't do it for you, I'm not really sure anything else I say is going to sway you. But what I like about this show is how it doesn't take itself too seriously, it's extremely funny, and there's enough action to keep you entertained throughout. Satan himself, for example, gets humbled very quickly, working from the bottom of the food chain, and dare I say it, he's a pretty likable character. He's just trying to make his way through the struggles of human life, make a decent wage, and become employee of the month. He also looks out for Ashiya, one of his generals from his former world, which is now pretty much an at-home housekeeper, but their relationship brings out a lot of laughs, and it helps us see the true nature of our main character. And that causes conflicting thoughts that are clearly present in Amelia, who finds a way to follow him into this new world, but can't bring herself to slay him in this form. And there are other characters I could mention, but really this show speaks for itself to the type of audience it wants by the title alone. And before we continue, something else that speaks for itself is our affiliate for this episode, Buzzsprout. See, podcasting isn't that hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. They get your show listed in every major podcast platform, you'll get a great looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, with tools to promote your episodes. You can start with some gear you already have and a quiet space, and if you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. So join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world by following the link in the show notes. It lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. And of course, it's one of the best ways you can help support our show. So this show aired back in 2013, but that doesn't stop the animation from being very good. The same studio that did Akame ga Kill, a personal favorite of mine, also had their hands on this series, and it holds up against many newer animes even now. The opening song called Zero by Minami Kuribayashi is one that will play on a loop in your head after hearing it for the first time. And you know, The Devil is a Part-Timer is a show that, for a long time, was a short one-season anime you could watch and just be disappointed that it didn't get more time to shine, but now with the second season on the horizon, there's no better time to jump on the hype train before everyone else claims they were here first. It's easily accessible on most platforms like Funimation, Crunchyroll, Netflix, and even Hulu, so there really isn't an excuse not to watch it. And if you're still here, I probably didn't need to do much to convince you, I think you just needed someone to tell you to follow your gut and just add the show to your queue. But with that being said, thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode. And of course, we've got a lot of great content here, something for everyone here on the Wait For It podcast. You can check out other episodes from this series of Why You Should Watch. You can also check out Intro to Anime if you're an anime fan and you want to hear more stories about how people got into the medium. With that being said, you can also find us on social media at Facebook and Instagram at Wait For It Podcast, on Twitter at Wait For It Pod. We're also streaming pretty much anywhere you can think of that includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and Amazon Music, with many, many more options. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and please don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. And all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it?
Gaming?
Wait for it?
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.